and welcome to the Sincerely Sense podcast. This is the 31 Days of Proverbs edition, and I am your host, Cindy Saar. Today is the 11th of August, and that means we are on chapter 11 of the book of Proverbs. Now, my highlighted scripture from the book of Proverbs is from verse chapter 11 verse 17, and it reads, "The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh." So as I was reading this and trying to gather the message for today, the word merciful spoke to me. It was just that word that caught me, that caught my attention, rather to say. And it's just been speaking also to how I've been feeling, you know, thinking that you've let things go only for them to come up in different ways, and then you're just like, have I really forgiven this person and this situation? So the word merciful just stuck out for me. And let's talk about it today. Mercy. So being merciful means you're full of mercy, right? The Oxford Dictionary describes mercy as compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone when it is within one's power to punish or harm, right? That's the Oxford Dictionary definition. And then you get the biblical definition, which means mercy means God's forgiveness. It's a God's forgiveness that comes with kindness even when we are undeserving. It shows of God's forgiving personality, right? And at its core, mercy is forgiveness, right? So you can think of it as the mercy stands between the one who wrong was done unto and the one who did wrong and deserves to be punished, right? You could think of mercy as having two parties. One party that did wrong, and the other party that also has the power to do wrong, right? And then mercy stands in between. And the steps that you take when you decide to forgive, the steps that you take towards mercy, are the ones that lead you to a path of godliness. Why do I mention godliness? Because, you know, there's this prayer that we all like, that we all know, top of our head, Psalm 23, the Psalm of David, verse 6, right? You say with so much confidence, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness and mercy. When you pray that, you're saying to God, "May your goodness, God, may your goodness, may your grace, if we could call it that, follow me everywhere that I go. May I be protected and surrounded by it. May your forgiveness, may you forgiving me, follow me all the day." Because God's forgiveness brings what? Salvation, right? It saves you. And you're asking God in that prayer for those two things to surround you and carry you through your days, right? And you're also saying, "God, may my own goodness, may the goodness that I've done in my life bring me all the good energy, all the good luck, right? All the good things that are in my name, may those things follow me everywhere that I go because of the good that I've done in this lifetime towards others," right? And when you're saying, "May that mercy, may me forgiving others also follow me, may me showing mercy towards others, may me forgiving others and realizing that we are all people and we're trying to maneuver through life. May that wisdom follow me all the days of my life," right? That's what we're actually praying for. And Matthew 5:7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they obtain mercy. For are you forgiving, you're already, what? You're really blessed, right? Because God also forgives you. It's like this cycle, this never-ending cycle. You forgive, God forgives. And when you think about it, there's so many things, you know, that according to the commandments that we have strayed away from, but God still keeps us. You know, mercy is such a beautiful thing to receive. You and I are existing right now because of mercy. You had breakfast, lunch, whatever it is that you did, that you had access to today because of mercy. You're alive because of mercy, right? We are alive because of mercy. And God's mercy reminds us to look forward and leave the past behind. It says, what's done is done. Can we now focus on what's ahead of us? God's mercy reminds us that there is hope and forgiveness. And there's peace in letting go. You know, someone once said in a video that I watched on TikTok, forgot their name, the forgiveness is taking your power back. And I couldn't agree more with that. It's saying the situation is no longer going to control my future. These emotions are no longer good that I feel towards this person or the situation that did me wrong or that made me feel less than or sad is no longer going to influence my future and the way I move, right? Because you know yourself. You know when you're not hurt. You know when you're not influenced by negative thoughts. You know yourself. You know what makes you happy. You know what makes you unhappy. And you remove yourself from things that don't make you happy. So why should you live with thoughts in your head, vengeful thoughts in your head? You know, scripture says that being merciful is good for the soul. Meaning, being merciful means you don't hold on to grudges, right? You don't hold on to negative, vengeful thoughts. That's what being merciful is, letting go. Saying, I release you. I release the power that you have over me. This is why we should practice and make it a non-negotiable practice to forgive ourselves. Because can you imagine how damaging it is to hold negative perceptions about yourself in your own mind, in your own body, in your own existence? You are holding vengeful thoughts about yourself. How do you not get sick? How do you not stay in a depressive state? You know, how do you value yourself when you are bashing yourself and not forgiving yourself and saying, you know what, it happened, it is done, I'm now looking forward. And also asking for forgiveness, right? The funny thing is that once you've forgiven yourself, it becomes a bit easier to ask for forgiveness from someone else, you know? Sometimes when you've wronged someone else, you also need to forgive yourself for not knowing better, for doing that. That's absolutely fine. It's just something you should do because you didn't know better, but now you do. And that opens up hope, you know, that opens up this freshness. Now God can trust you with a new thing. God has seen that you've learned your lesson. You've forgiven yourself. How can God trust you if you haven't forgiven yourself? Because you're just going to squander any moment or thing that, you know, God blesses you with, because you're going to see yourself not worthy because you have not forgiven yourself. So I ask today that let's practice to be merciful, not only towards others, but to ourselves. Forgiveness opens us up to hope, a new thing, newness. When God forgives with the hope that we will do better and we will choose better going forward. So let's live with mercy in our hearts and minds and souls. Let's try. I know it gets hard, but all we have to do is just try. God bless you and keep you. I will see you tomorrow.